Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air
and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, live in these Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. Love being live with you every Sunday. How the heck are you? Hour two. I hope you enjoyed the first hour with Alan Gottlieb, his wit, his wisdom. He's brilliant as usual. Another phenomenal hour. And that promises to be the case right now. Just to tease you and let you know, Dr. John Lott will be calling in the third hour. So we've got a dynamite, explosive lineup for you today. Let's go right smack to the phone line, the AAR, Crossbreed Holster, Breitbart News hotline is lit up. I can see it here. Dr. A.W.R. Hawkins, our regular political consultant. How the heck are you, brother?
I'm doing great, Mark. Great to be with you.
Always a pleasure to have you here. Let's start with Virginia Beach because we haven't had a chance to talk about that live yet. It's kind of redundant, listener, if you've been listening during the weekday show, but I want to get everybody's perspective and some of the greatest minds out there, none other than Mr. Hawkins himself. We'll also be asking Dr. Lott about it. And you heard, of course, Alan and I talk about it in the previous hour. AWR, talk to us a little bit about Virginia Beach because the whole thing is a joke and a charade as far as the left is concerned. I'm just going to let you run with that for and pick a reason why and go for it.
Yeah, I mean, well, it is the left. I think Senator Mark Warner pushed a assault weapons ban in response to it. Of course, assault weapons weren't used, quote unquote, assault weapons. Handguns were used. But he pushed the assault weapons ban. You've got Governor Ralph Northam in Virginia. He's pushing a ban on suppressors and bump stocks and other things. Bump stocks have been banned for months in this country via federal ban. Bump stocks weren't even used. So, I mean, it's just, I could keep going, but they're going for anything they can get. But what it all comes down to is we had it's another shooting in a place where the employees were mandated to be gun free. So, you know, you could put every ban you could think of in place and criminals are still going to strike these gun free zones because they know when they go in there. They won't face any armed ramifications, so they can do whatever they want. Now, so if the left really wants to fix something, they can get rid of gun-free zones. Anything short of that is not going to do anything.
And it's imperative that we continue to push that. We need to let people know that, and you write about that on a regular basis. My next guest, John Lott, talks about it all the time. Alan talks about it. We all talk about it, but the mainstream media never does. Here's a couple interesting things, and I intend on asking John about this too to get his perspective in the next hour. But AWR, we talk about gun-free zone in Virginia Beach. It was a gun-free zone, but it really kind of wasn't, but it really was, but it kind of wasn't, but it really was, but it kind of wasn't. Here's what I mean by that. Civilians were allowed to carry in that municipal building. Now, I've been in that building. I used to live in Virginia Beach. Fought a couple speeding tickets in that municipal complex in Virginia Beach years ago. Won all of them, by the way. But nonetheless, if I had had a permit at the time, I could have carried there. But the employees can't. Now, this guy was an employee. He used a key card to get into the door, which was essentially in an area of the building that I know John will tell us because he has studied some of this stuff, that really there were no other civilians in it. Where the guy went was employees. He knew that they couldn't carry. And by the virtue of the fact he used a key card, isn't that the same as what Shuang Wei Cho did in Virginia Tech and chained the doors locked?
Right. Yeah, this guy got in. As you say, this was a gun-free zone in that area. In that it was gun-free for employees. And so he went to the employee area, which guarantees him that no one else would have a gun. And boom, he makes entry with his card, as you say, and then he's just in there with a bunch of sitting ducks. And it's ridiculous that these kind of laws or rules exist, and we need to get rid of them.
You know, it's interesting too, AWR, that this guy came for he came loaded for bear and ready for a gun battle. It was a 5 to 8 running, long run, 5 to 8 minutes, a long time. I mean, I know how long it was. It felt to me when I held two individuals at gunpoint for probably 30 to 45 seconds. I can't imagine getting into a running gun battle with my adrenaline up that high for 5 to 8 minutes like this guy did with the police. But he came ready for that. That's a little bit different, a little bit unusual. We don't generally see that. Normally we see these cowards take their life or flee, right?
Right, right. And, yeah, they're all different, though. But this situation, again, just even as we talk about it, I was thinking while you were talking, you can't stop somebody like this. The only thing you can do is kill them when they pull that gun. Or at least shoot them and hurt them bad enough that the attack stops. But anything short of arming the would-be victims is just not going to get it. We've got to have the freedom to exercise our Second Amendment wherever we are.
Cory Booker, and I'm sure you, I don't mean to catch you off guard here. We didn't have a chance to talk before you called into the program this evening. I'm sure you've seen the clip. Cory, well, in fact, I know you did because you wrote about it. But Cory Booker could not respond to Jake Tapper on CNN. Alan and I talked about this in the previous segment, and Alan was thankful that Jake Tapper even mentioned it. However, I have to give him some props there. At least he hit him, and he hit him twice with it. But Booker is out running his gator about and flapping his gums about, you know, 17 proposals he's got, right? 17-point proposals to stop this kind of stuff. And when Jake Tapper asked him about it, for approximately 2.5 minutes, he hemmed and hawed until Tapper moved on, because he couldn't point to one of his proposals that would stop this. Now, you tell me if you think I'm wrong, but I'm beginning to sense that there's a shift here. I'm beginning to see a little paradigm shift. I'm beginning to sense that Americans are onto this stuff, because when they put him on national TV and ask him about one of his proposals, and he's running on this, and one of his proposals won't work, I'm beginning to think that Americans are onto this. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think the fact that Tapper even asked him is indicative of that, because he's not going to take too much of a chance. He has to keep that left-wing viewing base happy. But the fact that he would ask it means that this is, as you say, it's becoming more and more common knowledge that the Democrats are it's just one big overreach and won't do anything to stop crime.
Bill Maher made a comment, and this is, I'm going to go here simply because I think it fits with what we're talking about, but Bill Maher made a comment, Fox ran it, about on his, I guess he was up with a panel, and he made the comment that, look, liberals, if you're running on gun control, you're going to die on the hill. And he made that very clear. Now, Maher doesn't like guns, but he's also made it very clear that he's a gun owner and he's never giving his guns up until he knows that everybody's gotten rid of their guns, including gangbangers. And Maher knows that's never going to happen, which is why Maher is keeping his guns. So in that sense, I respect Bill Maher. Again, Alan and I talked a little bit about that, too, because I know where he stands. But he made the comment, liberals need to learn more about guns. And that kind of falls in line with that paradigm shift I'm talking about. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, you can... Every now and then he'll say something like that, but he's exactly right. And I think he's right practically that these people who are running on gun control, they're not going to win on gun control. And I think if you pay attention, there's a few people, Cory Booker, Eric Swalwell, who keep talking gun control. But mm-hmm. by and large, if you pay attention, the other Democrat presidential candidates have backed off of it to a great degree. Everybody was naming every gun control they could name 2 weeks ago. And then when the polling started coming out and people like Swalwell, he wasn't even getting enough support to register on the polls.
Yeah.
Other people saw that and they quit talking about it. Yeah, now he keeps going, but you know, he doesn't have a snowball's chance of getting elected anyway. But
no, I don't even think he's going to be able to make it to a debate at the way he's polling right now, because they do have a polling threshold, so that remains to be seen. But you know, that you bring up an interesting point, something I haven't discussed on the show, either the weekday program or the last segment. When I say segment, I mean last hour, I apologize. But what I'm talking about there is exactly what you just mentioned. I hadn't really thought about it in those terms. Kamala Harris and the rest of them, since Virginia Beach didn't fit their demonization narrative of the evil AR-15, you're right, they have, in a sense, while they're still talking about it, they're not pushing it as loudly as they would had it been somebody that walked in with an AR-15, and they are seeing that polling. So I no doubt about that, you're right. Maybe, just maybe, they're heeding that. That might be part of the paradigm shift, that gut feeling that I'm feeling. So, all right, let's move on. I got to go to Kirsten Gillibrand on this, because Kirsten Gillibrand was one of the most vocal, let's just say, proponents of gun control after this happened. And, of course, she's got history back with the NRA. you know what, I'm not going to, well, yeah, we do. Let's just start with her. Real quick, 30 seconds, your thoughts on her comments about what happened in Virginia Beach.
Well, I mean, she's completely off the rails. I mean, I seriously would not be shocked to find out that there's some mental problems. And she's a complete flip from where she was in 2008. So she's the kind of person that every day when she talks, she proves that she will say anything to get a vote.
You're absolutely correct about that. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation. We've got some happy ending stories I want to cover with you. Gosh knows we're going to do that. And I want to ask AWR about Trump's comments on suppressors on the heels of what we saw happen with bump stocks. Armed American Radio's monster broadcast from these Crossbreed Holster studios continues live across the nation on 250 stations plus right after this. Don't go away. All right, gun lover, the clock is ticking. How'd you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? I know I would, and the USCCA wants to make that dream come true. They're here to help train and protect responsible gun owners like you and me. And right now, they're giving away free guns every day, so you gotta check them out. They're giving away a different gun every single day, but it all ends Friday, June 21st. The official rules are on the page. Just text ARM to the number 87222 so you can enter right now. You could get up to 17 chances to win your gun daily. It could be 17 Kimbers, 17 Glocks, or 17 new SIGs. All you have to do is text ARM to 87222 and you could win yours for free. But this all ends soon, and today's gun disappears at midnight tonight. So don't put this off, don't miss your chance, because you could win a new gun every single day. Just text ARM to 87222 right now. That's ARMED to 87222. ARM to 87222 right now.
Unfortunately, in today's day and age, you just can't trust the system. That's why the USCCA stands by their members and their promise of education, training, and protection. Every responsibly armed American needs to get USCCA coverage now before it's too late. Even law-abiding, responsible gun owners are at risk to lose everything in today's world. So don't think it can't happen to you. You've worked hard on what you have. Don't let a rigged system take it all away. Visit USCCA.com to learn more. That's USCCA.com.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate, quick, and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
We'll be right back. Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
And we are back at it. We're rounding first. Now going to head into second base. We're in segment two. I'm talking with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News from these Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Breitbart News Crossbreed Holster Studio Hotline. AWR Hawkins from Breitbart, welcome back, my brother. Always a pleasure, man.
Oh, thank you, Mark. Great to be with you.
All right, let's go to the suppressors here for just a minute. You know, it was fascinating, and I think you and I talked about this off-air right after Virginia Beach occurred, and we had the conversation that went something like this. You know, it's going to be laughable when you hear the first lefty come out that doesn't have a clue what they're talking about, saying that nobody could hear the gunfire and these things have to be banned. It didn't take long for that to happen. We laughed about it. Now President Trump, when he was departing for his D-Day festivities, when he was getting ready to get on that chopper and depart from Marine One at 8 p.m. at night on his long journey overseas, he was asked by a reporter, Mr. President, the killer in Virginia Beach used a silencer. Do you think we need more regulation on silencers? And the president's response was, I don't like them at all. I don't like them. And then later on in a conversation with Piers Morgan, he mentions the same thing and he says he'd be open to banning them. Ooh, we talked about that in the last hour. I want to get your thoughts on that. I know it's hard to get into Trump's head, obviously. What do you think is going on with that, knowing what we know, what happened with the bump stocks, AWR?
Well, I don't think this will go anywhere. I think it's different. It doesn't mean it doesn't make you uncomfortable, but I think it's different for a number of reasons. One is that suppressors are already so heavily regulated, and I think that when people look at that, it just kind of sucks the wind out of it. Number two, I think people have to understand, and a lot of people don't, that suppressors aren't silencers. Right. And I think when they think about what the police chief said, that his four officers responded to that building, they found the gunman by hearing his gunshots. They moved toward his gunshots. Witnesses talk about hearing gunshot after gunshot after gunshot. And I think, you know, it's just when rational minds read those words, they go, wait, these things aren't silencers. They're just suppressors. They make the gunshot, the sound manageable. They don't erase it. And so I don't really have a ton of unease here because, you know, what this comes down to ultimately, and I believe this is where Trump's mind will go if it hadn't already gone to this. What this ultimately comes down to, it didn't matter whether he had a suppressor or not. He was the only man in the room that had a gun.
That's right.
And that's the problem. And, you know, that's why my friend Andrew Pollack said, you want to ban something, ban gun-free zones. Don't ban suppressors.
You're right. Let's go there next. Let me finish and wrap up with the suppressors. I want to go to your piece. Listener, if you want to read what AWR wrote about it, the piece that I'm looking at right now is President Trump open to, quote-unquote, think about suppressor ban, and where you get a little bit of trepidation, a little bit of unease is when I see you write, Morgan began the interview by praising Trump for banning bump stocks. We all know where Piers Morgan stands. And I got to be honest with you, I respect that about Piers Morgan. He doesn't beat around the bush. I know if I'm getting into an argument what his position is, and I know that. I know I'm not dealing with somebody that's going to openly lie to me about what he thinks. And I do respect that about Piers Morgan. I also respect that about Bill Maher, believe it or not. But you go on by saying he's praising Trump for banning bump stocks. He then transitioned to reports that the Virginia Beach gunman had a suppressor. What is your view on silencers? We talked about that. Trump responded, I don't like them. He asked, would you like to see those banned? And Trump replied, I'd like to think about it. Nobody's talked about silencers very much. They did talk about the bump stock and we had it banned. We're looking at that. I'm going to seriously look at it. Now, that is clearly a reason to give pause about what we think Trump might do. But, you know, AW, I have a feeling his sons are going to talk some sense into him about that because, like Alan mentioned previously, I just don't think Trump understands or realizes the hoops that have to be gone through, and I don't think he understands because I just don't think he's ever given any thought to quote-unquote suppressors, right?
Right. No, see, and I kind of – you're saying that in a good way. I didn't want to say anything to make him sound dumb because the man is obviously not dumb. But if you've never bought a suppressor, you don't understand what it takes to get one, and it's a matter of months. It's not a matter of hours right. or days to acquire one. I've got a piece up at Breitbart this week. You know, suppressors, the most regulated firearm accessory in the U.S. And I go and list everything you have to do to get one. And I just think that once Trump sees that, not necessarily my piece, but when he sees all the steps you have to go through, that this the air will come out of this real quick.
I agree. I'm with you on that. I really, truly believe that. I'm hopeful. And I believe his sons will probably have a little bit to say about that, no question. Let's go to some stupidity, because this stuff never, ever ceases to amaze me. With the last 3 minutes we have in this segment, K Jewelers store refuses service to uniformed deputy because he was armed. And this, of all places, in Statesville, North Carolina, and as you point out, as you always do so eloquently, would not allow. A store employee told the deputy he could not come in with a gun on his hip. The deputy explained that he was on duty and was using his lunch break to pick up a ring. Moreover, the deputy explained that he would be violating policy to go without his service sidearm while in uniform, but the manager would not budge. Rather, he told the deputy to return at a time when he was not carrying a gun. What kind of idiot, flat-out idiot, does something like this?
I don't know, but what they ought to be able to do, in my opinion, is put a placard in front of that store that says, police will not respond to this store in case of robbery. And just let them deal with their own problems. That's what they ought to do. I know police are so service-minded, they won't do that. They'll still go protect K-Jewelers, but they should.
You know, it's a good point. It really, it truly is, because we go back to Virginia Beach briefly. After they shot this guy down, he was mortally wounded after a running 5 to 8 minute gun battle in a case where this man was trying to kill them, murder them dead so they couldn't go home to their families and their lives and their futures. They immediately dropped their service weapons and rendered aid. And that tells you an awful lot about the men and women in blue and those responders in a situation like that. The Virginia Beach police chief Cerveza also said the same thing. But you're right, they wouldn't do that. But boy, it sure would be nice to have one sheriff stand up and say, then don't call me the next time you've got a robber in here who isn't paying attention to your no-gun policy and has a gun stuck in your face. That's the irony of this whole thing, the stupidity. But the level of the stupidity is almost off the charts. It's laughable that somebody would do that. Now, K Jewelers has, of course, come out with a response to that. And again, I don't believe that's their store policy. But it's interesting. There's a K Jewelers not too far down the road from me, and they do have a sign on the door. It is their policy not to allow any guns inside the store. I know how to conceal my gun. I've never been in a K Jewelers unarmed, ever. It is not the law. I am not violating anything other than their store policy, of which, quite frankly, I don't care about. And why was I in there? I had to get my daughter one particular charm, and that's the only place they had it. But I did not disarm myself to walk in there because it's not a violation of the law. The heck with them and the heck with their dopey policy. As I said, I'm not breaking any laws going in there, but that's the last time I go in. AWR Hawkins, when we come back from this break, we've got just about another 30 seconds, so I'll go ahead and carry it through with this. You've got a couple stories up that I want to cover with you. Mother shoots home invasion suspect armed with hammer. Now, just the headline itself, to me, makes me roll. Mother shoots home invasion suspect armed with hammer. And that's the Cincinnati. There's another one. That was Bakersfield, California. There's another one in Cincinnati. Mother shoots intrusion suspect to protect children sleeping upstairs. And I'm wondering, in the last 10 seconds we have in this segment, have you heard Shannon Watts or Moms Demand Action or anybody praise these mothers?
Nope.
I didn't think so. We'll be back with AWR right after this. Don't go away.
One warm summer day, Richard was grilling out with his family in the backyard of his suburban home. His brother stepped away to grab something from his car in the front yard and didn't come back. Feeling suspicious, Richard went to go check on him and was horrified by what he found. His brother was being beaten nearly to death in an attempted carjacking. Thinking quickly, Richard pulled out his gun and scared the attackers away. Then the police arrived, and Richard was arrested.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to do? Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say? If you answered anything other than yes to these questions, you need to visit BeTheirProtector.com right now. There you'll find the USCCA's free guide, 6 Things That Could Land You Behind Bars or Help Keep You Out of Them. Visit BeTheirProtector.com now and get your free copy of 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive right now. That's BeTheirProtector.com. One more time, BeTheirProtector.com.
All right, gun lover, the clock is ticking. How'd you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? I know I would, and the USCCA wants to make that dream come true. They're here to help train and protect responsible gun owners like you and me. And right now, they're giving away free guns every day, so you gotta check them out. They're giving away a different gun every single day, but it all ends Friday, June 21st. The official rules are on the page. Just text ARM to the number 87222 so you can enter right now. You could get up to 17 chances to win your gun daily. It could be 17 Kimbers, 17 Glocks, or 17 new SIGs. All you have to do is text ARM to 87222 and you could win yours for free. But this all ends soon, and today's gun disappears at midnight tonight. So don't put this off. Don't miss your chance, because you could win a new gun every single day. Just text ARM to 87222 right now. That's ARMED to 87222. ARM to 87222 right now.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get four free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com. Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. We're sliding into third base now. Time is flying. I know it is. I hate it. Believe me, I could go four, five, six more hours with you today. But we're going to start back with AWR Hawkins in this segment. AWR, welcome back. You chuckled when I asked you right before the last break if you know of Moms Demand Action or Shannon Watts praising the two incredibly brave and strong women that we're getting ready to talk about now, one in Cincinnati, Ohio, and one in Bakersfield, California. It's a tongue-in-cheek rhetorical question. We know the answer. We know they didn't. We know they're never going to. But doesn't that, in a sense, anger you while it's laughable? Doesn't it anger you? I know it does me. Why aren't they talking about these powerful women who take their own lives in their own hands and save their own lives and families? Why?
Well, they just can't. That undercuts their whole message. You know, their whole message is that you need law enforcement armed to keep you safe, you know, and that's the whole reason that Moms Demand always comes out against campus carry, even though campus carry arguably is one of the greatest ideas ever to protect women from sexual assault.
That's right.
Moms Demand is front and center fighting it every time it's discussed. And there is something about independence that the left hates. And they've always hated it. And nothing makes for independence like being armed, knowing how to use that gun. And so they have to oppose it tooth and nail.
The empowerment, I guess, because the left depends for its success on a massive level of dependency. And if that dependency is non-existent, what of course is the best way to not be dependent? That's to be empowered with the ability to fight back. And you've just nailed that. I'm not even going to go any farther. I'll let that stand on its own. Let's start with the first piece that came out at 8:32 in the morning back on June 6th on D-Day. Mother shoots home invasion suspect armed with hammer. You know, she's defending her children. The guy enters the Bakersfield, California home with a hammer. What happened?
She shot him. I mean, it's a pretty cut. It's a pretty that's one of those stories that the title is the story. I mean, that's one of those stories. This idiot comes in the home with a hammer, and she put it on him, and good for her.
This is, I could have, and I was going to do that, but I didn't want to interrupt you. I could have easily said, okay, next story, because you're right. That's it. He came in with a hammer and got shot. Next story. Let's move on.
I think the day that I wrote that story, if I'm correct, there were five home defense stories that day, and I picked three of them. I picked three. We these two and another one with a guy armed with a rifle, I believe. But I'm just saying, people have no idea how often these things happen, and it's not a weekly occurrence. It's more of an hourly occurrence. It happens all the time.
You and I swap these things back and forth on text, don't we?
Yep.
We do it every week. We do it every single. In fact, I think I sent you the two that you were unable to write up, because you already had these three written last week by text. Another one occurred in Florida where a woman stopped a carjacker, I believe, at a Publix shopping center, which is a grocery store for those of you who don't live in the Southeast, and stopped a carjacker using her firearm as well. The interesting part about this, and I let me go to the other one first, and then I want to go back to a topic that you and I have covered before, because this really truly fascinates me. I would love to know how this happens. The next one is mother shoots intrusion suspect to protect children sleeping upstairs. Now, this happened in Cincinnati. I was born in Cincinnati. Got lots of family living up that way. Know the area fairly well. Mother shoots intrusion suspect to protect children sleeping upstairs. What gives in this one?
Well, and she had a protective order against this guy.
Oh, so that didn't work.
So that didn't work. See, this is one of those true fails for the left. Because, you know, you get a protective order and everything's just, you know, lollipops and unicorns after that. But it's not. This guy comes on in. I believe he maybe kicked out an AC unit to get in. I can't remember how he made entrance. I shouldn't say that. But anyway, she put it on him. And, you know, the police said that there had been violence in their relationship previously. And so I can't say what his intentions were, but she didn't have time to sit around and try to figure it out either. So, and as I say, I believe she had five kids upstairs asleep. And so she took action to protect them, and that's what she did.
Can I make an observation regarding his intentions? And this might just be me, but I would love to hear your response to this. Again, maybe it's just me, but when you've got somebody, let me do this to myself. Let me put this on myself. My wife and I hate each other, and she's got a protective order against me, and I really need to talk to her. And all I want to do is talk to her. I think it's within the realm of possibility, right, that you would go home and kick in the AC unit to break a window that you can access by doing so instead of just going to the door and knocking on the door, right? So doesn't it make sense that somebody that just wants to talk to somebody would do that? Now, of course not. Please, come on, man.
No, I mean, you know, he came in there with bad intentions. Oh. And but, you know, that's what the firearm's for. The firearm is the great equalizer. And that woman protected those kids, and that's how it goes. So it's move on to the next story.
I mean, yeah, that's not a good example. I don't have a protective order against me. I would never do that. The fact of the matter is I'm making the ridiculous case that someone would say, as an attorney defending this lunatic, because he did survive this, because he's going to be tried on this, and that somebody's going to say, oh, he just wanted to talk to her. I mean, give me a break. The guy went in there to kill her. That's why you kick out AC units and smash windows and broken glass with somebody that's got a – this guy feels his – come on, man. We all know this. Listener, you know this. We all know this. But the interesting thing is Cincinnati Police Lieutenant McCurley indicated that this guy's name was Ruff, by the way, too. Ruff. Was shot multiple times, but is expected to survive. The mother and her children, this is the key to this, were not harmed. Now, I'd like to spend the next 3 minutes with you talking about this, if we could, because we have talked about this over the last couple, 3 years together, you and I, multiple times. when your door, and listen, I want you to paint the theater of the mind here. You're sitting on your couch. Where is your front door? I can tell you where mine is. It's steps away from where I would be sitting on the couch. When your door gets kicked in while you're sitting on the couch, how much time do you have to react to get your firearm? AWR, it always fascinates me that these things, they explode in violence in split seconds, and the women in the home are able to access a firearm during those split seconds to defend themselves. That tells me something. That tells me that this woman probably was expecting violence and probably was armed already. It would be safe to make that assumption, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, definitely that she's expecting violence. I mean, that tells you a little something about the guy, too. She was expecting him to try something like this. But yeah, you have to be prepared. You just do. And like I say, when I say I had five stories to choose from on the day I wrote those three stories, that means it's pretty common that people are kicking in doors, that they're breaking out windows and climbing in while you're there. And you have to be ready. You have to be ready to turn them back or drop them, however you're going to do it. But either way, it's going to require a firearm and a steady hand. And that's only going to happen if you've got your mind right and you've practiced with that gun. And those are just very important things. And as we've always said, it's not about being paranoid. It's about being prepared. I'm in my house right now. I'm on my couch. I'm not paranoid that my front door is going to be kicked in, but I've got a gun within reach. If it is kicked in, you'll hear the shots.
That reminds me of the line from Saving Private Ryan. He was on the ground before we heard the shot, which is probably what would happen with your neighbors. The guy invading your home is going to hit the ground before your neighbor hears the shot. So the fact of the matter is, being prepared is not paranoid. That doesn't mean you can have your gun. You know your home. You can have a gun in a strategic location safely stored within instant reach of you. You know your home. Do your homework in advance. Prepare for that. Let me take this to the break because we've only got about 20 more seconds. I'll leave it with this other happy ending story about Hudson, Florida. Again, a mother. Another mom. These are three female stories here. Moms Demand Action, what a silly name that is too, by the way. And Shannon Watts and Everytown for Gun Safety and Kirsten Gillibrand and the Bradys and the rest of them, Gabby Giffords. Another mom holds suspect at gunpoint for 26 minutes before the cops arrive. I'll be back after this.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Would you like to join a community of over 2 million like-minded people for free? Well, now is your chance. Just find the official USCCA page on Facebook and click like. You'll instantly be connected with thousands of like-minded folks looking for real talk on self-defense and freedom. Discuss hot topics, find great resources, and voice your opinion where it will matter. At the USCCA official Facebook page, you'll find everything you need for your concealed carry lifestyle. The USCCA on Facebook, community, resources, and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Unfortunately, in today's day and age, you just can't trust the system. That's why the USCCA stands by their members and their promise of education, training, and protection. Every responsibly armed American needs to get USCCA coverage now before it's too late. Even law-abiding, responsible gun owners are at risk to lose everything in today's world. So don't think it can't happen to you. You've worked hard on what you have. Don't let a rigged system take it all away. Visit USCCA.com to learn more. That's USCCA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a 2-pack of My Pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, segment 4. We're sliding into home with you. I know it's we've got another hour to go, but we're not going to be able, as we always are, we're never able to get through everything with you. But John Lott will be here coming up in the next hour. One thing I want to remind you of, June 28th, 29th, I will be in Tombstone, Arizona. You can check this out, TombstoneFreedomDays.com, TombstoneFreedomDays.com. Got a nice lineup for you. I'll be there. Kurt Schilling will be there. We're still checking on AWR's schedule. If he can make it, he can make it. If he can't, no worries. But we're going to be doing a parade. The Buffalo Soldiers are going to be there in historic Tombstone, Arizona, my favorite place on earth, June 28th and 29th, coming up in just a couple weeks. So if you can make it, do it. Excuse me. Remember, TombstoneFreedomDays.com. I would love to see you on historic 5th and Allen. Going to have a mixer at the Oriental Saloon on Friday. Going to be emceeing, and I'll be moderating the Second Amendment discussion as we will be celebrating the Second Amendment in Tombstone, Arizona, America's first Second Amendment city. And I'll be moderating that panel discussion at historic Shiflin Hall. Going to be a great time, had by all. Make sure to check it out. Come out and see us. All right, let's go back to Hudson, Florida quick. The story AWR Hawkins wrote, mom holds suspect at gunpoint for 26 minutes before police arrive. Hudson, Florida mother reportedly held a home invasion suspect at gunpoint for 26 minutes. WFLA, Hudson, Florida, of course, being outside the Tampa Bay area, reporting that the mother, 25-year-old Lauren Richards, called 911 at 12:41 a.m., then called back at 12:54 a.m. to make clear she was holding the suspect at gunpoint and needed cops. Pasco County Sheriff's Office finally got there at 1:07 a.m. What's the moral of this story, AWR?
Moral of this story is, it really ties into what we were talking about in the last segment. You got to handle it. If you're waiting on the cops, and I'm pro-police to the core, but if you're waiting on the cops, then you're dying. That's just it. Or something else is going to happen. But, you know, 2 minutes is a long time. 7 minutes is a super long time. 26 minutes?
Oh, can't even imagine.
That's an eternity.
Well,
an eternity.
Imagine the weight of the blue steel in your hand for 26 minutes, okay? I've interviewed people. I interviewed a man for a story and a book a number of years ago in Missouri who held four kids who were breaking into his home across the street at gunpoint for about the same amount of time, 26 or 27 minutes. He said he was sweating. He held him outside on a curb. One of them, he said, kept trying to get up, making like he was going to attack him as he kept getting more and more tired. and he kept backing up. But he said that gun felt like a brick. His arms began to hurt and ache. That's a long time to be holding somebody with blued steel in your hand, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a long time. But yeah, this 26-minute wait, it's inexplicable.
Well, and then when you consider, AWR, when we hear commentary from the left about we don't want teachers to be police officers, we want teachers to educate, we need to leave that up to the cops. The cops aren't there, and as you just heard AWR say, that's the moral of this story. You're the first responder, period. Let's go to Darwin, Australia, a mass shooting in Darwin, Australia. That can't be, your headline must be wrong, simply because Australia took, through forced confiscation and phony buyback schemes a number of years ago, everybody's guns, including the bad guys. So, have you gone out and issued a correction on this? It can't be possible.
Yeah, well, it's possible. It happened, and, they had one last year in the summer, I believe, where seven people were killed. I don't remember CNN covering it too much, or NBC or MSNBC, but, yeah, this guy did it right. Well, I don't want to say it that way. I don't want to say it anyway. I'll just say that he chose to use the weapon that you can get this done with. And I'm shocked that there are only four deaths. I'm blown away that only four people died.
This was in a hotel, from what I understand. He opened fire in a number of rooms. And, of course, this is, again, recidivism at play here. This guy had just gotten out of prison. All right. He was 45 years old, a white guy. And I guess he was paroled, according to your piece, in January. He was well known to police. But boy, in a place where this doesn't happen, this actually happens. So there's a moral to this story as well, too. And again, I hate to use bumper sticker logic, but I think you'll agree. Okay. When guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns. It sounds so silly, but there's really truth to that statement, isn't there?
Yeah, that's it. And there's nothing you can do in a setting where you're denied the gun, but he went ahead and gets one. And they said that he went to a number of rooms, and I don't know if he kicked in doors or just swung them open and fired, but it would have been a terrifying situation.
Oh, yeah.
And, anyway, but yeah, this happens in the land where they tell us it never happened. So, and it's, as I say, it's the second one in as many years. And the last one, I think, four children were killed and three adults.
Can't be.
It doesn't get any coverage, though.
No, it sure doesn't. Where's CNN? Where's ABC, NBC, yeah. CBS? Where's Piers Morgan? And you know what their response to that would be? Well, it doesn't happen anywhere near as much as it happens in the United States. So don't give me that. You know what was interesting? I've discussed this before. I'm going to ask John about this in the next hour or two, because there's a reason I'm going to ask him this. I would love to get your commentary here as well. But when the media covers nothing but killings like Virginia Beach, I want you to imagine with me, listener, play along with me. I've done this in the previous hour. I'm going to do it in the next hour too. But each individual's response to this is fascinating. If they covered the mothers protecting themselves every day and their kids' lives, all day, every day, and they covered these stories, as AWR said, hourly, and the national media covered this, the entire narrative in this country would be changed relative to firearms. And when a shooting like Virginia Beach happened, it would be seen for the rare event it is, because all they'd be hitting us with is the positive use of good, decent, hardworking Americans defending their families from scumbags every single day, every hour of every single day. So that would outright change the narrative and the direction of the conversation in and of itself if the coverage were accurate. AWR, please.
No, you're right. If they covered it, like I said, last week there would have been a day they would have covered five instances. And, if they were doing that, then you would, when you had a Virginia Beach, you'd look at it rationally and go, well, they put those people in a place where they couldn't defend themselves.
Exactly.
And, that opportunity never arises because they can't cover this stuff because it goes against their template.
Let's close out this hour, AWR, in the next minute and a half to 2 minutes that we have, with the coward of Broward, Scott Peterson, Deputy Scott Peterson, who is now being arrested, as you put in your headline, deputy who failed to confront Parkland shooter is arrested for inaction. You talk a lot with Andrew Pollack, the father of beautiful Meadow Pollock, who was murdered by that scumbag in Florida and that's now sitting there awaiting charges. I'm sure that he's pleased about this. And let's go ahead and segue that, too, into the comments that you made before about him wanting to end gun-free zones relative to Virginia Beach. I'll give you the last exactly minute. Go ahead.
Well, that's it. You know, Pollock is he's thrilled with the fact that Peterson is getting finally going to face some justice. That's, you know, that's kind of how Pollock talked about it. And this Peterson has been an embarrassment, and it's his freedom has been an outrage. You know, he refused to protect those kids. And but Pollock knows that the bigger issue, Peterson's a big one, don't get me wrong, but the bigger issue, if we're going to keep schools safe, is to quit making them gun-free in the sense that teachers can't be armed, that staff can't be armed.
And that we can defend ourselves and not leave ourselves defenseless. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News, thank you, man, for everything that you do. We're going to bring you back next week as well. Armed American Radio is getting ready to wind down this hour of Armed American Radio's Monster Cast from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Until we meet in the next hour, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy your next few minutes. I'll be back with Dr. John Lott after this. Don't go away.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.